Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Yo, I know, you know, you ain't right. Please stop, I know where you was last night. And if you gon' lie, then at least be good. I heard you was in your old hood. I thought we were past these days. No more games, I believe. So now what I hate the most is you think you're so smart. You think you're fooling me.
Friday Nightcap. I am your host, Fatima Jade. I welcome Thomas, Carter, and Taylor James to the show tonight. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Okay. Hopefully, everybody has had an awesome week. Happy belated birthday to you, Taylor.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I had an awesome week.
Good stuff.
And how was your week?
For me?
Yes, you.
I don't know what I have. Outside of work, I've had a good week. Outside of work. I think today I talked to every dumb person in America. I feel like I did. So,
yeah, every single one of them. Even the kids, I felt like I talked to the kids. Like, it was just that bad. But
it's neither here nor there. It is the weekend. I'm going to have a good weekend. I can get some rest. I wanted to do this crap all over again starting my day. But, yeah. And your week, Thomas?
My week was a week. Same old shit, different day. That's all it is. People are stupid, and nothing going to change that.
Yep.
You know, but I do want to say, you know, RIP to my supervisor's brother who got killed early this week. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But life goes on, and so does everything else in the world. And that's it. My week has been full of, let's see, fuckery. Stupid shit. I work with kids, so, you know, kids always
are Lord.
Stupid.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And so, between kids and then, you know, adults who act fucking stupid. Yeah, okay.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my week is a pretty uneventful, eventful week. It's always that. That's how my week always is.
Gotcha.
Well, hopefully one of the things that we can talk about tonight will lift that little spirit and grab your drink, take your shot if you need to, because Taylor knows what Freaky Friday is. We're about to have a Freaky Friday moment with the stuff that happened throughout the weekend. We're just going to enjoy the weekend. Okay?
Absolutely.
All righty. Now, okay, if y'all hear me get quiet, I'm going to go ahead and say, if y'all hear me get quiet, this game is still on, and y'all and I'm losing right now, so I'm going to try to mute myself when I'm cussing at the TV, okay? Okay. All right. So, somebody put the disclosure out there, and then we'll jump into the topic for the night.
Okay. Well, for all our listeners out there, we have a wonderful show lined up. However, we do cuss, we say bad words, we talk about sex. And if any of this offends you, this might not be the show for you tonight. So if you don't enjoy cuss words, you might want to just hang up or, you know, find something else.
Find something else to do with your life. Turn on basketball game. So, Taylor, you had some pretty good topics. I'm going to let you go on and go first and get yours on out there. And I had two that were suggested. Well, I have one from my inbox that is a doozy of a question. So I would like to hear what you all have answers to. And then one was a suggestion.
Okay.
Tell us about yours.
Okay, well, mine stems from Monday, which was my birthday. I was out by myself, and I was talking to this gentleman, and he said to me that I need to get a sugar daddy, which was a little weird because I think he was, like, trying to pick me up, but it wasn't happening. But my question is this, like, it's 2015. Like, we're still doing the sugar daddy and sugar mamas? Like, we're still doing this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was just like, you know, haha, you know, I got me a little bit of an older man. But you know that, you know, I'm nosy, so I started asking around, and come to find out, we are still, like, there are people out there that, you know, have sugar daddies and sugar mamas. Like, I mean, some of my friends have sugar daddies. I had no idea. No idea. Like,
she's talking about them like they were just lost. And, like, they had gone into hiding.
Like there was this mythical dragon, a unicorn somewhere. Like, oh, I did not know that they were here.
I remember, like a couple of years ago where everybody was like, you know, let me get me somebody older with some money. Like, I remember, like, my little town doing, like, people around my way were doing that. But it's like 2015. It's like, what? Like, we're still doing that? And then, like, I found out one of my good friends, like, she has a sugar daddy. I had no idea, because I was telling her about, you know, what happened on Monday, and she was like, oh, well, you know, my man, like, he's my sugar daddy. Wait, what? First of all, you got a man? First. Whoa, pineapples. You got a man?
Don't
act like that
on her, because she got a man, and he old, and he got money. Don't act like that on her.
No, but see, here's
don't
the thing. That's why she never told anybody, because that was her sugar daddy. Like, that was the deal. So us not knowing about him was, like, part of their arrangement. But, yeah, like, every month he sets her, like, you know, he sets her up with the bills. So, you know, whenever, you know, first of the month comes, the rent's paid, gas and electric, car note, everything, boom, in one shot.
Does she work as well?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't let her work.
What? I could have one, but I need a hobby or something.
No, she has a hobby. Like, she has a hobby and stuff like that, but she has kids also. So the youngest one, I think, is, let's see, my boys are going to be two. I think the youngest one is going to be three this year. It's going to be three this year. So he's school age. But, yeah, so this entire time she's been home, you know, she's been taking care of the kids and, yeah.
Wait, time out.
Mm-hmm.
Is the three-year-old his?
No.
Okay.
No. They've been together about she told me about 2 years now. So when the child was one is when she met him. So, yeah, he takes care of, like, all her expenses, no matter how big or how small. Even the kids' expenses as well. And what happens is that they have a routine. Because, you know, I'm nosy, so I started asking questions, like, how does this work? Like, you know, what happens? And she's like, well, you know, three times a week he comes over when the kids are with their dad. And, you know, we do what we do. And, you know, whatever I need in between, that's when he gives it to me. And that's pretty much how it goes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did she show you a picture of him? Is he nice? He's a nice-looking older man?
Oh, he's a chocolate thing. Yeah, he's all right-looking. But it was just like, like, I'm not judging her, but it was just like, wow, like, this is a whole part of your life I know nothing about. Like, how did you meet? Like, how did you get this arrangement set up? Like, is there paperwork for this? Like, is it, like, I'm
really, really dummy. Is there paperwork involved? Is there something I got to fill out? Like, really?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Because I'm curious.
Well,
there's no paperwork.
There is a sugar daddy and sugar mama website, though. There is one.
Get the hell out of here.
There is one. Just the same way they have cougars.
It's called
CougarLife.com or whatever it is. They have a sugar mama, sugardaddy.com or some shit like that.
I think it's called, wait a minute, let me Google it real quick while I'm on the thing. Wait a minute.
They do have it.
Instead of looking at Pornhub, I need to be Googling some other stuff.
You can Google that and look at Pornhub at the same time. I'm just saying.
Sugar Daddy free website. There are several. One is called sugardaddyforme.com. One is called seekingarrangement.com. Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm. Sugar daddies are not just candy. Okay.
Taylor, you've been missing out, Taylor.
And I didn't see
you. I see that.
You better go get you one, girl.
I see him, but see, here's the thing, though. Like, she told me how old he was, and then I was like, no, I'll pass, because that seems like a bit. It
how
seems like
old
a bit
is he?
He's 62.
And how old is she?
I'm 32, so she has to be 29.
So she's sleeping with a man who is her
father's, possibly her father's
age.
Yeah. Also could be like, oh, man. I can't do that. I think my mind wouldn't let me do it. I will say this, and we can be honest with each other. When I was in college, my freshman year of college, I had a sugar daddy.
That don't even count.
It only lasted about 30 days, but I had one.
Your whole freshman year of college doesn't count for anything because that's your first step out into, like, the outside world. So you're just doing all types of shit. Nothing you do your
bullshit.
Freshman year of college.
Bullshit. Listen, you're doing the shit exactly what you wanted to do. Your freshman year of college, as soon as you got up from underneath your parents, you did everything you wanted to fucking do. Some of us leave doing shit even when we still live with our parents. That shit don't count. That shit counts. Clean this up.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah. I agree, Thomas. I thought it counted, even though it was like 30 days, you know. And you know why it only lasted 30 days? I couldn't have sex with him. Something in me wouldn't allow me to have sex with him.
Like
every time he tried to have sex with me, I felt like I was going to throw up.
In my mind, boy, something in my spirit just wouldn't let me do it.
The only thing he paid my cell phone. In that time period, he paid my cell phone bill. And you know how they get you when you first get into college, it's a little credit card. I had one little credit card that I had him pay off because I had just went berserk. And I was like, can you pay this off and can you pay my cell phone bill? And that's it. And because I was, you know, I didn't have, like, big deals like rent, car payment. I didn't have all that because, you know, my car was already paid for and I didn't have any living expenses. Like, all I really needed to do was eat and sleep and go to school. So it was a definite experience. Would I do it again? I joke and say I need one, but if I got one, he would be for us. Like if I had somebody, like a boyfriend or something, he would be for us, and there would be an arrangement. He ain't got to know about the us, but if you pimp for one, you pimp for all.
There you go.
So we would be comfortable. So,
but see, here's my take on that. Like, I just can't. Like, okay, so I'm 32 and you like 67. I can't. Like, what? God forbid. What happens if you know I decide I want to get a little nice, and then you know I want to do something extra. Like, how do you explain that? Like, how do you explain that to the EMT? Like, what happened? Well, I was, like, how do you explain that? Like, how do you explain that to his family? Like, I was, you know what I'm saying? I was, well, what was he doing over there? And what happened? Like, how do you explain that? Like, I can't, you know. Can't do it. I'm sorry.
Even if he was a younger man, it would still be something. When I look at sugar daddy, I think any man older than my father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that man that you said, he older than my daddy. No, sir, I can't. You older than my daddy. I can't bring you home. I can't say, hey, mama, meet him. No, I can't say.
But see, here's the thing, though. Like she said, her arrangement, how it goes is that they don't do any of that. Like she said, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, Friday because it's payday, but the other two, like, he comes over, they do what they do. You know, she treats them like royalty or whatever the case may be. I didn't get into specifics because usually I'm nosy about things like this, but this I didn't want to know because, you know, he's an older person. I don't need to know what you can do at that age. But, yeah.
I mean,
and,
And then
you
said that,
somebody,
you know,
I would still be saying Mr. Such and Such because you older than me.
Exactly. Like, how does that work? Like, I can't. Like, anybody that's older than me, I still call you by your, like, Miss or Mister. I can't picture you being on me and, like, you old enough to be my grandpa or something. Like, I can't.
No, just something in me won't let me do it.
No.
So, Thomas, let me ask you this. Thomas, would you go get you a sugar mama?
As long as she look good. Like, put it to you like this. Now listen, because there are some older women. There are some older women who are going to be fucking fine as hell. You know, Pam Grier is one of them women. You know, if she wanted to be my sugar mama, hey, look, I'm kind of inclined to go with it. You know, like, I've met a lot of women, you know, and some of them who were, like, in their 40s when I was in my team, you know, that actually looked pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So if you look pretty good, you're still in pretty good shape. I'm just saying, you want some quality time with me? I don't come cheap, but, you know, hey.
I don't come cheap. Go ahead, Thomas. I ain't mad at you. What's your price, Thomas?
Listen, I ain't advertising. You trying to get me for solicitation and shit. No, stop it.
So you're not going to tell your price?
Nope, I'm not going to tell my price. That's for in talks discussion. Man, we got to be face-to-face for that. Mm-mm.
Okay. But you got a price, though.
Of course everybody has a price.
Okay.
Everybody has a price. If you're in that kind of a situation, I mean, you got to look at it. Like, in Amaja's case, for instance, you know, when she had her sugar day, what did she have? Credit card bill, you know, maybe some, you know, some gas. Maybe she wanted a little bit of gas money, something like that. You know, that was the price at that point in time.
Simple.
That's what I'm saying. Simple. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, some people, when they get older, you know, they may need their house furnished. That's what they're there for. You know, I understand the game. I understand the process of what they do. I'm just saying, if I just so happen to come up on one, hey, how you doing, Miss Lady? You all right? You want some quality time with me today? You all right? You know, make it real nice and simple.
You know what? That's fine.
That's all I can say is that's funny. And you know what? I'm not. Why y'all laughing?
This conversation is funny. This conversation is kind of funny.
So listen, like a few years back, like, I was offered to have a sugar daddy. It's been like 5 years. No. It's been about four or five years. And it was so funny because he had a wife and he had kids and all this stuff. And he was like, she just don't do nothing for me. And I'm like, okay, I'm thinking to myself, well, why don't you just leave her instead of just trying to find some young girl to be your piece? And now, still, once again, something in me just would not let me.
Well, because
do
it's cheaper to keep
it.
You ain't never hear that.
All he wanted to do was put his mouth on me. Y'all listen. I am not the one to kind of turn down, you know, no oral experience, but I didn't want to put my mouth on you, so I really don't want you to put your mouth on me because I'm not going to reciprocate the situation when you ask for it. So I just was not, don't put your, I don't want you to put your mouth on me. And then he kind of reminded me of my uncle, like he looked like my uncle a little bit. Nope. We could be people. I don't want you to put your mouth on me, sir. No, sir. You know how you try to feed the kids something and they keep turning their head back and forth?
So basically what you're saying is you're going to be acting real childish? That's what you're saying?
Oh,
you know, You're going to be acting rough out.
Man, listen. Don't put your mouth on me because I'm not putting my mouth on you.
No.
Just head turned all the way to the back.
Just childish.
I promise y'all, no, I can't even do it. I can't even. Like I'm not, I'll date an older man. Like, older less is in, like, a couple of years older than me. I'll date him. But if you over my daddy's age, like, on some real stuff, sir, you can have 1,000 feet. If you in my daddy's age range, y'all could have went, I don't care if you graduated a year after my daddy, you still in his age range because you remember if you went to his school, y'all went to school together.
No.
Mm-mm. I can't even begin to tell y'all some of the experiences. I know your daddy. What? Have a good day.
Oh, no. You don't know my daddy. No, this is over. Nope.
I promise you, on everything I like and love, this one man, he was like, when he learned my name, he was like, he learned, you know, my last name was, he was like, what's your daddy's name? And I told him what my daddy's name was. He was like, oh, yeah, I know your daddy. Oh, no, sir. You have a good day. Bless you.
Exit stage left. Exit. No, we're done. This conversation's over. Nope.
Yeah, man, you can't know my daddy. You can't know my mama.
Yeah, you fucked that one all up.
Matter of fact, I don't want
you fucked that one all up.
You can't know none of my people. None of them. None of them, honey. Not my aunties, not my uncles. Like, well, one situation, this is so funny. I have a homegirl that's dating my uncle. Okay.
Say what now?
Now, my uncle.
Wait a minute, because I'm drunk. And I'm
I didn't know until I saw her at the birthday party.
No. Back it up. Repeat that, because I'm drunk. Wait a minute. What?
I have a homegirl that's dating my uncle.
You got a friend that's dating your uncle.
She didn't. See, the thing is this. She didn't know it was my uncle, because we just see each other in passing. Like, that's why I say she's a homegirl. She ain't one of my best friends. So.
Okay.
When we were at, we went bowling, and I saw my uncle, I was like, hey, and then I saw her, and then I saw them together, and then I was like, what? And so I asked my aunt and my cousin.
Wait a minute, back it up.
And I was like, okay. Yeah, girl.
Okay, you skating all over this story. So you just went out bowling.
Because I don't know if she listens to the show or not.
So you went bowling. Right, just on a whim.
We went bowling. Like, me and my family, my immediate family, like my mama, my daddy, my brother, my sister-in-law, my niece, my nephew, and my daughter.
And y'all at the bowling alley, and you see Uncle Junebug, and Uncle Junebug over there, he just bowling away. And then you see your homegirl with your Uncle Junebug. That's what you're telling me right now?
Yeah. Yeah, because they were at a birthday party.
No.
We weren't at a birthday party. We were just randomly bowling, but they were at a kid's birthday party.
Oh,
and
actually
what ended up happening, as a family, we saw him first. And then when we were getting ready to leave, she walked up behind me, and she was like, hey, girl. She gave me a hug, and I was like, oh, hey, girl. You know, then my uncle walked up, and he was sitting there beside her. And I was like, well, I'm thinking to myself in my head, why are you standing right here? Y'all in this conversation? But I didn't say nothing. And then when I talked to my aunt and my cousins, they told me, like, yeah, they've been dating for a while now. I said, shut your mouth. I said, why y'all holding this stuff back? Because I didn't know. But, hey, man, it's just so funny because my uncle got, like, 1,000 kids. And, not 1,000 kids, but, you know, he got a lot of kids. And he's just been woman to woman. He's been married like once or twice. But it's just like, you know, okay, whatever you're saying, I'm honey. But we have some answers to the question on Facebook as we peruse these answers. Wendy says that she may not have one, but she needs one. She says she has a need. And she shall get it. Our friend Corey says yes, that she was young, and it was like 25-ish when she had it.
Our friend Dwight says, not an official one, but came close, but he's down to have one, though. Okay. And my other friend, another guy named Thomas, says, yes, when he was a wee lad, he had a sugar mama.
Did he just say wee lad?
So
yeah, he said wee lad. Mm-hmm.
A wee lad.
Mm-hmm.
So people, yes, sugar mamas and sugar daddies do still exist. They are not a unicorn. They're just gone in hiding, and you can find them on their website.
They never been missing. They never been hidden. They just, you just gotta be in a certain position. That's all.
I guess so, because I've never had a guy, never in my life have I had an older gentleman say to me, like, hey, I'm just looking for this, I'm willing to give you this. Like, never in my life has some, like, that's never happened to me at all in the least bit. Never. Like, I've never had an older gentleman be like, hey, I find you kind of attractive, but, I don't want a relationship. I just want to, do whatever with you, on certain days, and I pay your bills. Like, it's never happened to me. Maybe I don't hang out in the right places. I don't know. But it just never happened to me. Like, I can't imagine that happening.
You should try it. See how you like it. Go on
I'm not gonna do a senior citizen. I'm absolutely not. We're not doing the early bird special.
Do an experiment. That's what I was looking for. Do an experiment.
I don't want to experiment because when I experiment, shit happens. I told you I'm a part of the clumsy committee. Like, that's just a disaster. You old and you can't move everywhere I move and I'm clumsy. That's too much. It's too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. You know what you're going to do? You know what you should do, Taylor? You should just go on the website. One of those free little websites. And just go find out, You can set your parameters and all this different stuff about what you want and what you don't want. You just try it and see what happens.
All right, I suppose that's the
I want to move on. I can't take this no more. My head hurts. Yeah, I just can't take it. Okay. Oh, my Jesus. Taylor, do I have to even go to your next one?
Yes, you do, because this is something I've been talking about for some days now. Like, there's been a shift in society between men and women. Women have taken on more masculine roles, and men have taken on more feminine roles. Like, I've seen this personally. Men have gotten way, like, they are team petty. Like, I've seen men that are just really flat out just 100% on some bitch shit. Just feminine, just as petty and catty as ever, as if though they need a tampon and or a pad. Yes, I've seen it. It's just petty. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been a shift. I've seen it. And I'm sorry, not for nothing, but I don't know when it became cool for men to shop in the women's department, like in the store.
What?
Yes, honey. Yes.
Wait, what?
So, wait a minute. I took my son. I'm so serious. I took my son to get some sneakers yesterday, and the guy was over in the girls' section of the store, like, going through jeans. So the sales girl, they come over, you need help, are you looking for something for your girlfriend? He said, no, I'm looking for pants for me. She's like, but the men's department's over there. He's like, I know, but I like these. Pause. So you trying to tell me that you about to buy these girl jeans to put them on?
Okay, so first of all, he's going to be mad at himself if he does buy them, because the way a woman's pair of jeans is made, the crotch in the man's is not the same.
It don't matter, because, see, here what they do over here is that they don't even pull them up all the way. So the belt is, like, basically across the middle of their ass. So it ain't even like you worried about your junk and where it's sitting, because your pants are still around your ass. And then what they do now is that they lift up the shirt so you can see their pretty drawers that they have on. Yeah. So let me get this straight. So you on, so now you got on girl pants and you got on pretty underwear.
What?
Colorful, fluorescent. Like, you remember when boxer briefs or boxers used to be black, white, and gray? No, they colorful now. So that's what you're wearing. And you're showing everybody. You parading around, showing everybody. You pretty underwear. Yeah.
I have no answer for that other than I feel like he may be homosexual.
Like, there is no other explanation other than he's homosexual. Like, there has to be no other explanation but he's a homosexual. Plain and simple. Like, I used to work in a sneaker store, and, like, there would be some guys, you know, like, there would be some guys who would come get certain sneakers because, you know, they could fit them. You know what I'm saying? Like, there would be certain colors, you know, when you're a sneakerhead, you do certain things. All right. But for you to go and purposely go out and go into the women's section of the store.
Yes. And then here's the kicker. It wasn't even like he was getting blue jeans and sweatpants. No, because, you know, the new thing now was the colorful array of jeans. So, like, you're looking at red jeans, you're looking at green jeans, you're looking at purple jeans. Pause. Since when is it okay for a man to wear a purple pant? I mean, a purple shirt, a purple
Prince
tie.
Did it.
That's
did it.
Fine. But you're gonna wear purple pants?
Prince?
Yes, Prince.
Prince is the size of a 12-year-old girl. Push your lips.
I love a 12-year-old girl. And I'm gonna drink. You know what? I'm gonna drink to that.
My child is coming.
Oh my goodness. But no, like, I get what you're saying, because, you know, at the end of the day, there's a certain code, you know, this shit you just don't do. One of those things is you don't go shopping if you're a guy in the female section of the store. You don't even really go into the store to go even, you know, like, don't even go into the female section of any store. Don't even go into a female store, because there's no reason for you to go there. Unless you're buying something, you know, for your girlfriend, you know, like, I just don't understand the purpose of it. Like, for the longest time, I would not go into, like, Victoria's Secret, Forever 21, Ashley Stewart, none of that shit. Charlotte Russe, none of that. You won't even get me to go into Claire's. And I have earrings. So, you know, the shit is just like, no, you won't get me to go into none of that shit. So, for you to go willingly into a store and be like, oh, well, you know, I'm here to be shopping for X, Y, and Z, so on and so forth. You're automatically, you're no longer suspect. You're just really just straight up gay. That's just what you are. You're gay at this point.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with your sexuality. It's just that, you know, you ain't got to wear the same clothes as the women.
Like, yeah. I mean, okay, not for nothing, right? So listen. So Diana Ross' son and Ashley Simpson and Diana Ross' son, whatever his name is, they got married.
Evan.
So now they did that one. So So now they have a clothing line coming out that's unisex. Could you imagine going in your closet and you don't know if it's, like, you don't know which side your clothes is on? Like, could you imagine you're not sure if these your pants or your man's pants? Like, we ain't about to wear the same size pants, and we ain't about to wear the same fit pants. No, we're not. We're not doing that.
First and foremost, if we wear the same size pants, that means your ass is too big. You need to know.
Exactly my point.
I have to wear because my ass is big. Like, I got all this ass, and I need to have
things. Exactly. There you go. Strike one. We not.
We can't wear the same thing. This is
and
like,
I
understand the concept of the boyfriend jeans. I understand that. And those are cute, but they're still made. They're made for women. I don't want them to come out with something called my girlfriend jeans. First of all,
absolutely,
sir, why
not.
You got on my jeans?
No,
why?
Once that happens,
you don't catch men walk. You know how as women, if we have a man, we may walk around in his basketball shorts. We may walk around in his t-shirt. Or his sweatpants. If I am in my life,
listen,
come in my
all
house.
Right. And all right,
I,
listen.
Your grown ass
okay.
walk around in my okay. shit.
Well,
one, you get the fuck out. Two,
okay.
I'm going to question what the fuck is wrong with you.
All right.
And we break it up.
Let him know. Exactly. In that order. In that order.
All right. So, now, I got a question,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. So, now, let's say you got a guy, you know, he's a playful guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a playful guy.
I don't play like that.
And
mm-mm. I don't
so
play like
that.
So,
the guy put on your bra, he got to go?
He got to get the hell out. Move out right in that
now,
bra.
Now, he's jokingly.
You take that bra right along with
him. He's talking about some baby. Now, wait a minute. There's certain stipulations to that. Now, if he got it on like he wearing it, then no. I have an issue with that. But if he got it on his head talking about some baby, look, my head can fit in your cup. Then I'm going to laugh and say, Negro, take my bra off your head and put it back where you got it from.
There are some guys who like to do stupid shit.
Okay, listen. I'm all for pranks, okay? I don't mind pranks. I get them. I'm funny. I like to laugh. I get them. However, if I catch my bra, my shirt, my pants, I don't care if you got that shit wrapped around your leg. The fact that you decided to go in my stuff and unfold it and put it on, we got a problem. We got an absolute problem. No, you take, no, matter of fact, I don't even want the shirt back. You take that shirt right along with you, right on outside. Mm-mm, you got to go. Bye. Mm-mm. I don't want to hear nothing. I was just playing. I wanted to see if my head can fit in your cup. Well, guess what? Your head can fit in my cup, but you're going to fit on the other side of my door. Have a good night.
That is too funny.
Mm-mm.
That is too funny. He said, you don't
I'm
get
not,
no leeway over here.
No
leeway. None.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Like, I'm not about to. See, here's the thing, though. Like, if you have, like, if my dude had a shirt, and he was like, hey, I want you to put this on. Okay, cool. I'm not going to go do your stuff and take out a shirt and put it on. I'm not about to do that. If you say, hey, you know what? I want you to put this on tonight, like this specific shirt. Okay, cool. I'll put it on. And then, you know, I'll wash it and return it. Now, if you tell me, you know, a couple times, like, I want you to wear this, then, okay, so I know that goes on my side of the drawer. However, I'm just not going to go in your stuff and just be like, let's see what shirt and what sweatpants I'm going to put on it. No, I'm not putting on your shirt. I'm not putting on your sweatpants. I'm not putting on nothing else of yours unless you say, hey, this is what I want you to put on. Just like I wouldn't tell you, hey, I want you to put this V-neck shirt on for me. Absolutely not. You don't have boobies. It don't look the same. Take my shirt off and get your ass out. Point blank, period.
But wait. There are guys who wear V-neck shirts. There are V-neck shirts for guys, though.
No, but it's different. It's different for women.
I know,
because we got,
it's different, yes.
Yeah, because we got boobies, and it's supposed to accentuate your boobies. Like, see, that's how my shirts are. So I can't give you one of my shirts to put on because it's going to look extra weird on you. And the fact that you even wanted to put it on and you didn't want to say, really, bitch, like, you want me to put this shirt on? Like what the fuck type of shit is you on? Like, you're not even going to check me. You're not even going to say nothing. You're just going to put the shirt on? No, we got an issue.
So, Taylor. Mm-mm. So you basically, you be setting niggas up. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying.
You sound like you're texting them, Taylor. Sound like you
I'm
texting
not,
te- so
I'm
just,
not testing nobody because
Taylor,
I'm not about
like
to do
testing
that mess.
Taylor, it sounds like you done tried it once or twice.
You know
Taylor.
What? You know what? I think I might have when I was younger. I think, like, when I was in my 20s, I was like, let me see if this nigga's going to put the shirt on. I think I might have. Matter of fact, you know what? I think I have, and that's why that fool had to go. And you know what? That's a good point. Yep, I have done that, and that's exactly why that fool had to go.
That's terrible.
I said, here, put this shirt on. He was like, oh, okay, get your ass out. No, we're not doing this. What do you mean? That's my shirt. I pulled it out the drawer, and you gonna put it on? You ain't even going to say why. You ain't even going to question me. You ain't going to say nothing about it. Like, yo, this is your shirt. Like, you ain't going to check me. You ain't going to say nothing. Like, you're just going to put it on with a cheese, with a smile. Oh, no. You got to go.
Niggas is gay, bitch. Niggas is gay.
I had this one guy I was dealing with. Like, he took three pairs of my panties.
He just wanted to take your panties.
He took like three pairs. He did. He took
like
three pairs.
He just liked your panties. Not, he didn't want to wear them.
Yeah,
he just wanted a memento of the situation.
Absolutely not. I don't care what it was. You take those and you keep them and you leave.
All right. So you ever seen Bill Bellamy's How to Be a Player?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he had in his little collection. Jesus Christ. He had a collection of panties and stuff. So, I mean, some people, they do shit like that. Some people have different fetishes in life, you know. Hey, I don't personally like that shit, but, you know, there are some people who have different fetishes.
I mean, more power to him. I don't know where he is at this point in his life, but,
When you said you wasn't dealing with that shit?
No, because, see, here's the thing, though. Like, he took them, and then he brought them back.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he took them and kept them, and then he brought them back. But see, the problem was is that
he brought them back after y'all broke up.
No, this was like this is how I found out he took them, because I had switched drawers. Like, I had just switched everything out for the spring. So when I went to open the drawer to get something, I'm like, why are these in here? He was like, oh, I brought those back. You did what? He was like, I took them and I brought them back. Oh, no, 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 no. Here's the thing. I'm going to put these in a plastic bag for you. You put your shoes on and you go back where you came from and you take these with you. I don't want them back. I don't know what you did to them. No, I'm not. And I'm certainly not putting them on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm, you got to go. He took them like just,
So you're saying he put that voodoo on him?
I don't know what it was.
So you're saying he put that voodoo on him? That's what it sounds like you're saying, Taylor.
I don't know what he could have done to them. I don't know what you could have put on them. Nothing. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope, you got to go. Bye. It was like,
so
I don't
just
know
wanted to be closer to you.
Well, you know what? He went about it the wrong way.
I can't even with this. You know what? Once again, your topic has made us want to move along because it's too much.
I'm just saying. Like, it's just...
I think...
Mm-mm. I'm not doing it. No, because you wanted to take them. I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
I'm done with this. So we're gonna ask this question because this question came to me this morning, and when I looked at the question, I said, "What? Really? Okay, I have nothing." So the question is, it was from a young lady. She said that her boyfriend wants her to stop being friends with her bisexual friend because she used to deal with women, and he feels like that these women are still present and available to her, but he doesn't want anything to have her do anything with them. So would you tell your significant other who is openly bisexual, and this is for, I guess, Thomas, would you tell your mate that, like, she likes girls? Would you tell her not to be friends with her bisexual friends now that she's in a relationship with you?
Me, personally, I wouldn't say that, but it also depends on the circumstance, too. Because the kicker about that is that, like, there's a difference of a woman being, you know, bisexual, you know, like she's being bisexual and, you know, she's just being who she is at that point in time, but she's never really had a relationship with one of those women. If it was a relationship, that's different. But if it was just like a couple of things here and there, you know, they just do what they do, so on and so forth, that's different than you actually having a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So if it was a relationship, then yeah, I kind of understand where it's coming from. But it, like, I've heard of guys who don't want their girlfriend to be, you know, bisexual with them. I've heard of that. But me personally, no, I wouldn't tell it. I wouldn't tell her that unless it was a person that she was in a relationship with.
Okay.
But I have heard of guys who were like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't want my girlfriend to be doing anything with anyone other than me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard that as well. But
me personally, I find it to be stupid.
My thought process was different. Because when I was like, because I even asked one of my friends, I was like, would it be okay for your girlfriend to have a girlfriend? And they were like, no.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Like, I've heard that too. Like, all right,
well,
different. Like, I guess with guys, it's okay. It's not okay, but they can tolerate it better if it was a man as opposed to it being a woman, because they feel like they can compete with another dude, but they can't compete with another woman because they don't have the same tools as a woman. So I've heard that before.
Let me say so. Okay. Now, you know, there are some guys who are not comfortable with it only on the strength that it, you know, there is a jealousy factor behind it. You know what I'm saying? Some guys are not comfortable with that just because it's jealousy, you know. But other times there may be guys who are not comfortable with it because of, you know, as crazy as it may sound, but the headache that comes with a woman dealing with another woman. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the type of woman that she is. So if you have a woman who is very influenced by her friends and what her friends tell her and so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? And these are just regular friends. So what do you think is going to happen when, you know, her and the guy get into an argument and she goes to her girlfriend?
Oh.
That's what the real kicker about all of that is. Because no matter what, two women can either be a blessing or a curse. Having a woman in general is a blessing or a curse. And that's just being honest. Because you can either have a really great woman or you can have a really shitty woman that makes your life a living hell. And then you want to add on another woman onto that. And it's not even to say that that woman is attracted to you or she isn't attracted to you. So we're just going to put it in the terms that she isn't attracted to you. So if my girlfriend has a girlfriend and her girlfriend isn't attracted to me, every little thing that I do is going to be a fucking problem.
Oh, okay.
That's just a little insight to her, because if she was attracted to, like if the girlfriend was attracted to the guy, it can still be a problem.
Gotcha.
Because if the girlfriend that I have, that I started out with, doesn't want to share me with her, but he's comfortable with, you know, but if I'm comfortable with my girlfriend being with another woman, but she don't want to share me with that woman, you know, and that woman wants to deal with me, that can be a problem. There's a lot of situations that can happen from
that's
that.
That's why.
But that's why, like, in that situation, you just got to be comfortable with who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know that you're not comfortable with, you know, being with someone who is bisexual or, you know, willing to share you, then, you know, you might not want to be in a situation like that, because you're going to feel some type of way about it every time, no matter what. And that's just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have a problem with, you know, a lot of people have a problem with just people in general just looking at their mate or just being around their mate too much. So if you're around their mate too much, you know, people have a problem with that. So imagine what it's going to be like when someone is trying to deal with your mate or sleep with your mate. Yeah, you're going to have a full-fledged pit. You're going to want to fight every day. Every night I got to prove my love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a five heartbeat.
For
this young lady, because she's seen
the
girls,
but
a little distraught.
She has a girlfriend. I like girls. I like girls that like girls.
Really?
What? I just said
you,
I
wait
like
a minute.
Girls
so
like
let
girls.
Me get this straight. So let me get this straight. You out here offering up the dick, don't know nothing about her, but you can't give me a
I never said that I was offering the dick. I said I like girls that like girls. So if she has a girlfriend, then we can have a conversation. I never offered the dick. That's what you assumed that I was offering.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. You assumed that I was offering dick. I just don't free willingly offer my dick to everybody. I don't like everybody like that.
You aggravating.
You said I'm aggravating. Your Nork is coming out. Your Nork is coming out now.
What you mean by Nork? I was not born or raised in Nork. What you mean?
Your Nork is coming out. You live in that area, right?
You know what, Thomas? Mind your business.
All right.
Mind your business. Nobody asked you anything, sir. Next topic, please.
You just asked me another question.
Moving right along, sir. You're going to stop laughing at me, too.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
I'm not laughing, though, so you're not
laughing. You were
laughing. At me.
Don't act like that. You were laughing.
Amaz, next topic, please.
Yeah, done. Okay.
Yes. We're done.
Let's see here, because I had a couple of few of them written down, so I'm trying to figure out which one do I want to do. Okay. Do you come off of every sexual experience?
No, but I would like to.
Okay.
I would like to, but I've gotten in trouble a couple of times. And this wasn't, technically it was my fault, but it wasn't my fault. And he got kind of upset because I was too excited for the moment. And he couldn't last. And he got upset because he was like, you know, it's your damn fault. And I was like, well, I didn't know how that was going to happen. I bet.
I just want to clarify.
I got too excited for the moment. It was too much for him to handle at one time, and he got upset.
Wait, did you squirt on him or something? I don't know.
I didn't get that far. I was just too.
Wet pussy is just wet pussy. You just going to have to learn to manage. I'm sorry. Just you shut up about that and you just take it as it is. Be a man, goddammit.
Yeah, but that was cool, though. I was like, you know, it's okay. You know, I gave him his little 5-minute resting period and he was good to go in that room.
They quit bitching about shit.
That was only that one time, though. So it wasn't like every
shouldn't
time.
Shouldn't have bitched
about
it at all.
It was
he shouldn't have been
one time.
Bitching at all. No, he shouldn't have been bitching at all. Because then if it was dry, then he'd be pissed off all day long talking about, oh, well, you know, she was as wet and this, that, and the third. Man, we want to talk to you. No. Stop bitching. I'm just being honest.
Okay. Well, Thomas, do you, you know, from every sexual experience, sir?
Depends on how drunk I am.
Oh, goodness.
And that's, yeah, if I'm, like,
so,
super drunk.
So, you don't, so, okay, sidebar. Let me ask you this. Do you ever have sex while you're sober? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, I have sex when I'm sober. I don't always come from that neither, but, you know, it just depends on, you know, like, it depends on, like, what I did the night before. Depends on what I did the night before, you know, and how much I drank, if I drank. Because sometimes I just have moments where it depends on the person in which I'm with. You know, like, my sex is never the same for the same person. So it's never going to be like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, I have one little thing that I know that I do, no matter what, but the way that I have sex with somebody is never the same. So it'll literally be like, oh, okay, yeah. I may be, you know, vicious as hell, be, you know, aggressive as shit with one person, but another person I may not have to be that way with. I may not, you know, do those same things that I would with that person. So everything differs.
Okay, Amaj.
What?
Well,
what?
Well, you keep talking about in your bag, so I guess so.
No. Not every
no?
time. I don't. I don't have to use them all the time. Not every
yeah,
single time.
Yeah, I know
time.
That, but I mean,
but do you come every time?
I mean, it's because I know myself, and I kind of know how to wiggle and get it on my own. But, you know, I take that back. No, I don't. Because sometimes I don't be there. I be somewhere else and I don't be focused. But, but majority of the time, yeah. And then that kind of leads me into the next kind of question of it. Like, if it's the first time of y'all having sex or whatever, you know, the expectation is to try to come. But is it always good that first time? Like, some people have that good first time and they keep coming back. But then you got that bad first time and you be like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to come back to this. You know? Because I've had some really good first times. One time, Yes, they ain't got no sugar.
Like,
I had a really good time with this one experience, and I didn't know that it was going to be like this. And then after we talked about it, they was like, wait a minute, I didn't know, you know, it was going to be like this. Not that I didn't know either, but I thoroughly enjoyed you, and I'm glad you thoroughly enjoyed me. But, yeah. Sometimes that's
you know what? I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. So if that first time is bad, like, I'll try again the second time. Now, if the second time is just bad after that, then no, we're not going to, it's not going to work. It's just not going to pan out. But I've had a first time that was like, wait, what? It wasn't bad. It was a little weird. But then the second time it was like, oh, okay. Like, once the nerves is gone, it was like, oh, okay, well, I could do this. I could rock with this. This is cool.
Do you get nervous with the first time? Because I sometimes get nervous, but sometimes
do.
I don't get nervous.
I always do. I swear I do. I get nervous. I'm like, okay, like, I got to get, you know what I'm saying, this is the first time you about to see me in all my glory. Like, what if you don't like it? Like, you know, I do. I do get nervous. I do. I still, you know what, it's funny, to this day, like, I still get, like, okay, I'm about to, gotta get undressed. What if you don't like it?
It's definitely,
I don't know.
It's definitely an experience. Because, you know, so guys, listen. I'm not quite on the bandwagon anymore.
Oh, you don't say. Let's talk about this. You don't say. What happened? What happened? When did this? No. Let's back up. When did this happen?
I fell off.
When? Enlighten us. When did this first happen?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you when. But just know it happened since last Friday. So,
okay.
In the middle
so
of
technically, So technically, it happened after I called it last Friday. Is that what you're saying? That's exactly
I'm not
what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. I was just checking. I just wanted to make sure that we was on the same page. So that happened after I called it on Friday. Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead, carry on. I'm listening. Go ahead.
And being that it was the, you know, first time, it was good. So I have no problem with it. To be honest, I've gone back for seconds.
Oh, really now? Oh, now we're greedy. So you had first place, you had to go back for more. You had to get seconds and thirds and fourths and fifths, huh?
Hey, I'm a healthy girl.
Okay. I'm not knocking you. I'm just asking questions. I'm just trying to figure out. So we.
But anyway,
I'm listening. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was very interesting.
Sounds like it was enlightening.
What?
Okay. Well, how much of his furniture did you actually fuck up? She messed up a lot. You hear that laugh?
No.
You didn't have any puppy pads in the whole bag? You didn't put puppy pads in the whole bag?
Mm-mm.
Oh. So let me get this straight. Let me see if I can analyze this. So you went over there with the intention of handling some business. You did not come to work prepared, and
no,
you ruined the furniture.
I don't think it was that. I don't think it was that. I think it just so happened to be one of those days, one of those long days.
I think she went over there with a mission.
I think it was one of them long days.
I think she went over there with a mission.
It was one.
And she came, and she came to work unprepared.
It was a long day. I had been doing nothing. I needed comfort. I needed comfort. Y'all seen the little picture of the little chipmunk when I put him up, like, he had his little arms up, and he was like, when the first time you see Bay, you just want to hug. That's how it was. It was one of those days. It was one of those days.
It was the neck kiss.
And I had a
long day. It was the neck kiss, and, yeah. The nice hug, the nice long hug, and the neck kiss, and, you know, yeah.
And, hey, let's go to bed. Okay, just lay your head on my shoulder. Okay, you know. And, yeah. Wow.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Thomas, are you buying this sob story? I'm not buying this shit.
Listen, if we place bets on how it's going to go down, I would have bet my money on that. I would have bet my money on the fact that, you know, she's very headstrong. So Amaj is very headstrong. So I will give her that. So when Amaj decides that she wants to do something, it's really just like, oh, okay, well, there's nothing that you can tell Amaj. Amaj is just going to do it unless she has a change of heart. So if there's going to be one of those, you know, if we would have had a place to bet on how it was going to happen, I'd have placed my money on just that random-ass moment where it was just a really long day. And it was just like, oh, well, you know. See,
just
what
put
happened
the head
was
in.
That I, no, not even the head. It was just like, literally just like, well, I'm tired of this shit. Fuck it. You know, I done had a long week, you know. This is how it's
going to
go.
I'm sorry. I'm not buying this bull she's selling. I think she went over there with the intent. She was like, look, I had a long day. I'm tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking back and forth. You've been talking reckless. I've been talking reckless. I'm just going to come by and see you.
T. Taylor, all right. So Amaj. Now, I don't know all the specific details, Amaj, but I'm going to ask you all specific details, okay? So that way I can further clarify my point. Okay. So, now, how long have you and this gentleman been talking?
Never mind that.
How long have you been going over there?
About 3 weeks or so now.
Okay.
It's not longer.
So about a month. We'll give you about a month. And how long were you on the bandwagon?
I actually started before I had told y'all to start. What? So
you know nobody else is doing that shit but you.
Pause. What you talking about? I hope nobody was doing that bullshit but you.
You know nobody else is doing that shit but you.
You
talking about when I told y'all to start.
I actually started back in December without you all. And I encouraged you to try it in January.
I'm not trying. No.
No, I don't want to try that shit. Listen, I already spaced mine out between enough time frame. Yeah, I already spaced mine out enough between that time frame. So I'm good. I know what I'm comfortable with. I know what I'm not comfortable with. All right. So go on. Continue.
So I haven't gone since December. Since December.
And you've been going over there since about February, late January, early February, you know?
Yeah, I started hanging out with this person within the last month.
Okay. So, now, Taylor, I got a question for you. Now, if you're hanging out consistently with someone, and, you know, you're on your sabbatical, you know, and you're like, oh, well, you know, so let's say you've already started, you know, 2 months without sex. And, you know, you're talking good game and this, that, and third, you know, but you continuously decide that you want to hold off. How long do you think it's going to last?
See, first of all, time out.
No. We're doing a scenario. We're doing a scenario. Just a scenario. We're going to role play a bit. Okay? We're going to role play a bit.
Okay. All right. Ask me again. Okay. I'm going to focus this time. Because I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck. No. Okay. But.
Okay. So you sitting up there, you know, you're not having sex with nobody for whatever the reason may be. Okay. So you just sitting up there, you just chilling. You meet a guy. You know, you like the guy, you think he's cute and all that good stuff, you know, but you still haven't decided to have sex with him. But you start going out to hang out at his house, you know, you'll start to give it up to him, or at least have the intentions to.
All right, I start hanging out at his house. Like, I'm hanging, okay, see, here's the thing, though, I'm hanging.
You'll go hang out with him, you know, then you'll end up at his house or whatever the case may be. Like, let's say y'all go out on a couple dates and, you know, then y'all just end up just hanging out back at the crib, you know, just nightcap type shit, you know. Just hanging out, just chilling, having conversations and stuff like that.
All right, I'm going to give it maybe like the fourth time I come over there. Because, I mean, if we already talking, that means that we've already established some sort of connection. And you know what I'm saying? Like, the fourth time, like the last time I come over, like, if, okay, here's the thing. If I come over any time before 7 o'clock, like, that's not my mission. Like, that's not my goal. If I come over between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, like, I'm kind of, like, 7:30, no, I take it further. 7:30 and, like, 9, I'm like, all right, well, you know, I kind of want to, but no. If I come over to your house after 11 o'clock, that's the only reason why I'm coming to your house. Because, I mean,
okay,
let's
so
be realistic. Let's be realistic. What are we doing at 11 o'clock? Well, we watching Netflix.
Talking. Yep, having
we
a conversation.
We watching Netflix and we talking.
We are
what
sitting
we
up. We are watching movies.
Having a conversation.
We are talking because people like me who don't get off work until 9 o'clock go places after 9 o'clock.
Taylor, not everybody's the stay-at-home. Not everybody's the be-at-home with the kids, you know, type, you know.
Oh, so what y'all trying to say? Like, what you trying to – like, Thomas, you throwing shade on the low? Like, what you trying to say? Like, what you really trying to say, Thomas? Like, say
Listen, I'm not throwing shade. I'm just simply saying. I said what I said. You just so happen to think that I'm throwing shade. No one's throwing shade. I'm simply just telling it like it is. You know,
I'm,
not everyone.
For me, personally, if I come over to your house past 11 o'clock, that's what I'm there for. I mean, we can watch a movie. We can.
But the movie
but,
ain't gonna last one. You're not gonna
however,
watch the movie within 15 minutes of the movie. You're gonna be trying to get some.
Because
even
that's what
that.
I'm there for. What you mean?
Exactly.
It's 11 o'clock. Oh,
but all right. So for instance,
like,
wait, hold on. Time out. See, now here's the kicker about all of that. There are some people who actually, you know, when they're home, you know, when during the week they may actually be with their kids, you know, just hanging out, you know, just getting themselves together. But when the weekend comes, they go out and they live life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's not what you don't do. I'm just saying, you know, that's what some people do. So, you know, by the time the kid gets done, by the time the kid goes with the other parent or goes with the grandparents or whatever, you get ready, you get dressed, you know, it's about 9 o'clock. So by the time you get out, you know, you get out and get situated, you know, you meet at the restaurant or you meet at the bar, whatever the case may be, about 9:30, 10-ish. You know, so you hang out for about an hour, you know, maybe an hour and a half. So about 11, 12, you know. That's
exactly.
The time frame that. Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's for when
that's
you're
enough.
Out.
That's enough time. That's enough time for you to, one,
no,
fill my
not.
Belly.
No, it's
and
not.
And two, that's enough time for me to get a couple drinks in me, get bold.
And then get your
and
belly
whatnot.
Filled. And then get your belly filled. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, with what? That's what I'm there for.
T. Taylor.
I'm not all the time.
Everybody's
for me, it's not always like that. I mean, I.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm different. I'm a night owl. So at 11 o'clock, that's really just like the time frame where I'm just like really getting, you know, up and being active. You know what I'm saying? Especially on the weekend. Because if I don't have to get up, I don't have to do shit. So if I'm up, I'm up all night. Versus it being, 11 o'clock, you know, we got this person, we got that person, you know. Why would I want to be dealing with you at 11 o'clock to have sex with you at 11 o'clock when I can have sex with you at any given point in time during the night? Let's have a conversation. Let's enjoy ourselves and be cool with one another. That kind of shit.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, I'll be all right, but I'll be, you know what I'm saying?
I can give you the situation. Okay, I get where Thomas is coming from, and I get where you're coming from, Taylor. I do. I really do, because I do have those moments, but sometimes it's not always that. I mean, we'll sit and we'll talk for, you know, this particular night. We set up and we talk till about 1 a.m. Like, we just sitting there talking and whatnot, and then it kind of just happened. But, you know, but I like to talk to people. And then I'll tell you, finally, it's time to go to bed now. Now it's going to bed.
Now.
Mean thing. Mm-hmm. But also, I do have those moments when I am on a mission. And sometimes ain't no talking needed. I ain't got shit to say. I'm on a mission.
Everybody has those time frames. I just think that, you know, with Amaya's case at this point in time, you know, that was just like one of those moments. And I knew something was going to happen the moment said, oh, okay. The moment that she said, well, you know, we was having this conversation and I told him that, what'd she say? She said that if we were in front of each other right now, we'd be having sex right about now. When she said that, it was a done deal. It was a done deal. It was literally a done deal. The moment she said that was the moment that he realized, oh, shit. So, okay. Now we're going to sit here, we're going to have this conversation. And you're going to have a good conversation. You're going to have a nice, long, in-depth conversation, too. And then after that conversation, we're going to go to bed, or at least attempt to go to bed. But I'm getting the draws, or the lack of thereof draws.
I bet you it wasn't then, was it, Amaz? It wasn't.
I don't sleep in those. What are you talking about?
Exactly. That's my whole point.
That
see, that's what I'm saying. There was an intent. She went over there with a purpose.
No, I don't sleep in them. No. I don't sleep in them at home. So
Amaz
won't
sleep in drawers. I don't even have to be around Amaz to know that. Amaz is a free spirit when you sleep.
In my sleep, I got to be free, shit. I don't like to be constrained. It's bad enough. It's cold and I can't sleep in just a damn T-shirt. So, I like to be able to freely.
Amaz is a free spirit in her sleep. You know, Amaz, if she can, she sleeps without a bra. You know.
Say what? What'd you say?
I said if you can sleep without no bra, you would.
What? Who sleeps on a bra?
Some people do. Well,
why
yeah,
and they uncomfortable.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they might be uncomfortable.
No. I would never sleep in a bra.
You know what? They do. They do.
Hey,
those chicks that's a part of the itty bitty titty committee, they do.
You see what I did there? You see
what
I did there?
The chicks that's a part of the itty bitty titty committee, they sleep
what you
in
do?
One.
Hmm? I just let the world know.
I don't sleep in.
I just let the world know.
That,
that you don't sleep in a bra.
What?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, why would I do that? Okay, so listen. Y'all know I work from the house.
You can find all day.
Be thankful I get up and put one on in the morning. Be thankful I get when I get up in the morning, I put one on. I ain't got to. All the time I really need to put one on is when I leave the house. So, I'm not definitely not sleeping in one. When I take my naps in the afternoon, I take that shit off and go to sleep. No, I refuse to sleep in my bra. That is uncomfortable. And sleep is about comfort. Okay, people? That's where I look at it. So when I went over, there was no intent to be like, okay, whatever. I just don't sleep in panties. I slept over there before. He knows I don't sleep in panties. So, but I did have on, something to cover up that I didn't have on any pants. Like I had on some pants, like some stretch pants or yoga pants.
All right, wait, hold on. Listen, stop that shit. All women need to stop that shit. If you sleep comfortably, sleep comfortably, goddammit. I hate them fucking stretch pants. Stretch pants, yoga pants, all that shit. Ain't no fucking pants. Stop sleeping in goddamn pants. You ain't comfortable. I ain't comfortable. Stop it.
Pause. So now what you're trying to say is you're trying to say that women can't sleep in pants? I sleep in pants sometimes.
No, what I'm saying is,
like when it's chilly.
No. What I'm saying is that if you're comfortable, then there's no need for you to sleep in pants. That's what I'm saying.
No, like I don't want to. At that point, I didn't want to entice him into the fact of rubbing his hands across my naked butt. Like I have to put on.
So now it's okay. So now it's all right. You just tooted and booted now, huh? You don't even care no more, right?
No, because I shall care.
Listen. I'll tell you, right? I'll tell you exactly what happened. I'll tell you exactly how it
goes. So what happened now was that she tooted and booted. That's what happens now.
No, she's been tooting it. It's just that it's been confined. You see, listen, the only time I've ever known a woman to sleep next to a guy and not toot it in his direction is if, it's like a brother or somebody she's really just not comfortable with. You get what I'm saying?
No.
Even if she's not asleep.
Or maybe it's that special time and she don't want to be bothered. I do that. Like, if it's that time and I don't want to be bothered, I'm fully covered.
Okay.
You ain't seeing not a bit of nothing.
Well, I wouldn't talk about that, but, that's already a given. We understand that. We understand that.
But
any other time, if a woman is not sleeping next to you, tooted and booted, you might as well don't even call it that, bro. Just don't even attempt.
Okay. So what you're saying is that if a woman's sleeping next to you and she ain't tooting it or booting it, you in the friend zone?
Basically.
Damn.
Basically,
but
that's
see, here's the thing though. If you in the friend zone, why y'all sleeping in the bed together? See, that's confusion. See, bitches always be confusing people.
See, here's the kicker. Because some people like myself, you're very kind hearted. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, well listen. I don't want you sleeping on the couch so you can sleep in the bed next to me if you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Versus you sleeping in the couch. I'm not sleeping. If you're in my house and I tell you you can sleep in my bed, I'm not sleeping on my couch. There's no way in hell.
You ain't sleeping in the bed with me? If we
bullshit.
Friends?
I mean friend zone like the actual friend zone. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, nigga, we've been cool for some years. You get what I'm saying? And we just so happen to take a nap. You get what I'm saying? Some shit like that. We sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about, like, the friend zone, like, oh, a nigga just, like, really was just, like, he was trying, but, you know, the shit just didn't work that way. You know, so if a nigga is really in the friend zone, that nigga know he in the friend zone. But for those niggas who don't know that they in the friend zone, there's a way that you can, you know, there's a way that you should be able to tell. You can say, let's take a nap. You know, if you say, let's take a nap, and she say no, my nigga, you probably in the friend zone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to put myself, I'm not going to put my friend in a situation like that. Like, if I know we in the friend zone, like, that's where, like, that's your home. Like, that's where you staying.
Right.
Like, I ain't about to be in the bed with you. And you not about to be
but
in my bed.
Shit
like,
sometimes shit happens. Like, there are
I've
some people who are really cool.
I'm sorry. I have a guy friend
Everybody's
that I
friends is different.
I put in the friend zone. Like, you're just in the friend zone. Like, you're not even, no. You're not getting out. There's no hope for you getting out of the friend zone. I have never spent the night with this dude. I have never been out past 9 o'clock with this dude. I have never been anywhere where it's just been us two. And I sure as hell ain't never spent the night over his house. He ain't never spent the night over my house. He ain't never been in my bed. He ain't never been in my bedroom. I ain't never been in his bed. I ain't never been in his bedroom. I'm just not
going to
do it.
Like I said, there are different people who, you know, their levels of friendship extend to different areas. You know what I'm saying? That's all it really is. Some people's levels of friendship. Like me, if you're one of my friends, I have no problem letting you sleep in my bed. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're a friend, I extend my home to you. Like, that's the kind of friend that I am. I'm not talking about, like, no bullshit, you know, no bullshit little BS friendship, you know, like me casa, su casa type shit, because at the end of the day, I know, and I'm a good judge of character, so I know that if at the end of the day, if I don't trust you in my home, I won't be friends with you. You know what I'm saying? The farthest
mm-hmm.
you'll go is my downstairs, the bathroom at most. You won't even be in my room. But that's only if I don't trust you. You know what I'm saying? But if I trust you and I think that you're a good caliber person, then you cool by me. You can sleep in my bed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna make it be like, oh, okay, oh well, you know, you can't be here, this, that, and the third, so on and so forth. And it's not me trying to set you up. It's just me letting you know, just be comfortable with, you know, just be comfortable. If I'm at your house, guess what? If me and you we're cool like that, I got my shorts, I got my flip flops, I'm gonna be chilling. Literally. Chill. And you know, some people they be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's the setup. Where no, it's not. It's me just being comfortable with where I am.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
But a lot
of people aren't like that.
You can't be chilling at my house in your flip flops. Like, your toes can't be out.
No, I never. My toes are never out. My toes are never
out.
I'm just letting that be known. That's a personal thing for me. My toes will never be out. I always got on socks every day.
Okay, I was just saying, like, I don't do that. Like, you can't, like, my toes could be out, that's fine, but your toes can't be out. Like, we don't do that.
Hell no.
Okay.
Listen, everybody's different. Everybody's preference is different. Me personally, you know, your toes can be out. As long as your feet don't stink, I'm all right. Now, if your feet
I'm
stink,
I'm not going to have my toes out at your house either. Like, that's just,
Yeah, like I said, everybody's different.
I don't want your toes out at my house, and I'm not going to have my toes out at your house. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not.
I understood. Everybody's different. Like, my level of friendship, you know, comes with, you know, different things. You know, my level of friendship, I cook for you, you know, this, that, and third, so on and so forth, because you're a friend of mine, so I would want to treat you like I want to be treated in your home. That's my level of friendship. So if me and you, we're cool, and we you at my crib, you my friend, listen, I'll make sure you got something to eat. You know, if you want to sit there, you want to drink, we can drink, you know, because I would expect the same thing out of you.
Okay.
You know? But everybody's different, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, you can come over to my house and be comfortable as you would when you're at home. I will never say, oh, just be comfortable like you would be at one of your friends' house, because I'm not really, you know, one of those friends. You feel me? I'm one of those, an actual friend. You know, I'm never going to take advantage
like,
of you.
No, nah, I get that, but I just have a problem.
Yeah.
See, I just have a problem with men's feet, and I have a problem with men's, like,
well, Taylor,
men's
nobody wants you. Nobody wants you. No, nobody wants you. Nobody wants you to see that feet, Taylor. Nobody wants that. You know, we don't want you freaked out, Taylor.
No, I'm serious. I have a problem with men's feet and men's naked asses. Other than that, I'm fine. But you just
wait. So you don't like your guy to be naked?
Yeah, I do. But listen. Don't judge me. Listen. Like I can't. Like if you listen, but you can't just be strolling through my house with no pants on, though. Like you can't. Like you can't do that.
It's too much, honey. I'm like, gonna lay in the bed and watch them stroll all around that room. I'm like, come here.
No, I can't. Like I can't. Like a naked ass. Like I can't do it. Like you just can't have like.
We shall talk about your issues and feet and naked asses next week.
So basically, you're saying that you're kicking us off the show.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
I gotta be up early. I got a hair appointment in the morning. I gotta be up early.
That's all I'm saying is you just can't have your naked ass out in my house. That's just it. Like, if we in the bedroom, it's cool, but you can't just be, like, wandering. Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't do that. Like, I don't, like,
you know
if we in the bed, it's okay. But, like, you, for you to just, like, go in the kitchen and come back, like, nah, we're not,
So you're saying you can't go in the kitchen and make your breakfast? He can't pull a Melvin? You saying he can't pull a Melvin?
No, not with your naked ass. No, I'm sorry. No.
See, how
are
you getting fun out of
this shit? I have a problem. Don't do that. Don't judge me. Don't judge me with my issues.
No
like, judge. Don't do that.
No judge.
Don't
judge
me.
No African squat.
I'm just saying. Like, I
no
have
African
a problem
squat,
with naked asses. Like, I can't. Naked asses and neck and toes. Like, that's it. But other than that, you're cool. Like, you're all right. But just don't have your feet out and have your ass out, too. It's not going to work.
Well, there you have it, people.
Yeah, you're getting that shit more than that,
too. I'm good. I'm being honest.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we thank you for being honest. I thank you all for joining us tonight on this wonderful show. But I am getting ready to sign off, so we're all the way into recorded time. And I have an early morning. We have a charity event tomorrow night, so I have a long day tomorrow. So that's why I need to go to bed. Like, I need to go to sleep. Oh, before I go, I was reminded earlier that tomorrow is steak and blowjob day for the men folk. Ladies, please give your men that extra attention tomorrow so that he can feel special since he made you feel special.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
Day.
That's my favorite
yes,
holiday.
Tomorrow.
I'm so excited. Oh, man, I can't wait till tomorrow.
And I just have one simple thing that I want to say as well. Just one simple thing. If you know your girl is multi-orgasmic and you didn't make her come at least once, you suck.
Oh, damn.
And there you go. Well, and you don't deserve tomorrow. Bam.
So, with that being said,
I bid you all good night. Enjoy your weekend. Do everything that I might do, I think. But, you know, but be fun. Be careful. Be safe. And if you're going out to drink for St. Patrick's Day, please be careful. Drink responsibly. Call a friend to drive you home. All right. Good night, good people.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.